And as I promised, a little bit of a tribute to Gerry Anderson, who very sadly passed away, suffering with Alzheimer's since 2010. And it was announced by his son that he passed away. And of course, Gerry will be remembered by many of us as the producer of some of the most definitive children's television of the 60s and the 70s. And a couple of memories left on the Facebook page here at Lionheart Radio this morning. First of all, from James: I'm of an age where for me, Thunderbirds were real. It was fantastic. Do you remember you used to play with the old metal dinky, I think they were dinky, or was it Corgi, Thunderbirds? I had a Thunderbird 1, a Thunderbird 2, a Thunderbird 3, although I've got a feeling that was a plasticky one, and Thunderbird 4, which used to come out of the old pod in Thunderbird 2, and used to have great fun in the back garden. All sorts of adventures that we would go on and rescue the teddy bear from the cliffs and all of that lot. Anyway, Ali said, Captain Scarlet, Thunderbirds, most of all Stingray, part of my childhood. Rest in peace, Gerry. Well, we played there the TV theme from probably his most famous show, which was Thunderbirds. Of course, just looking at some of the other ones that he produced, The Adventures of Twizzle, 1958, series for young children, about the doll with an ability to twizzle his arms and legs to greater lengths. This first work with puppets. Other ones: Torchy the Battery Boy in 1959, Four Feather Falls, I don't actually remember that, in 1960. What else did they do? There was, of course, Supercar. I do just about remember that one, only just. 1962, one of my great favourites, On Our Way Home, Fireball XL5, of course. It was a classic. After Fireball XL5, 1964, it was Stingray, as Ali mentioned there. Marina, Aquamarina. They used to have some lovely songs, didn't they, at the end of the shows. Thunderbirds, of course, most famous and popular series from 1964 to 1966. Lady Penelope. Great, wasn't it? After that, it was, of course, Captain Scarlet. Well, there were some Thunderbirds films, of course. Was it Thunderbirds 6 and Thunderbirds Our Go? Captain Scarlet and the Mistrons. Bum, 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 bum. Yes, that was a great one. 1968, Making Big Glasses Cool. It was Joe 90, the big rat, Easter programming. Do you remember that? After that, what else did we have? The Secret Service, Stanley Unwin, who used to be the voiceover for that one. A great way, great one. And then, it was UFO. Their first full live-action series with Ed Bishop as Commander Ed Straker, and that was good. So some great ones, weren't there? Some happy, happy memories. What else did they do? He actually helped to produce The Protectors for a while. And I'm just trying to remember what the last one was. Space 1999, of course. What was the... The final one he did, I remember, in the 1980s. I'm just looking up here. Terrorhawks, of course. That used to be on a Saturday morning when I was living in Cramlington. I used to love watching that. So, great man, great talent. Now, three Thunderbirds films were made. 1966, Thunderbirds Our Go. Remember that one? Alan Tracy up in the sky asking Penelope if she could pull a few strings for him. Remember that one? Thunderbirds 6, 1968. And then Thunderbirds Our Go, the remake, which was done, late 90s, wasn't it? It wasn't actually... produced by Gerry Anderson, although Sylvia was involved as a consultant to the production. And great shame he didn't stay with his wife all his life. They split up at one stage, which was a great shame, but they did work together for many years. So whether you remember it for Fireball XL5, which I did used to love, or whether it was Stingray or Thunderbirds or Captain Scarlet or Joe 90 or Terrorhawks, this makeup was unbelievable. Happy memories.